Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Mem Tes, and we are on Mem Ches Lamabez by the Mishnah, continuing in the fifth parak, Shor Shenagach Es Apara. The two prakim here in the middle of Baba Kama, Shor Shenagach Dalav Vehei, that was back on daf Lamed Vav, and now we are in Shor Shenagach Es Apara, started on daf Mem Vav. So Shor Shoy Miskaven Lechaveiro Vehika Seisha. A shor that was miskaven lechaveiro, Rashi says this is lav dafka, it doesn't really matter by the shor's kavana. If the shor was miskaved for another shor or for the woman herself, but a shor that gored vihika seisha viyasu yilodeha, the Rachmana Litzlan hit a pregnant woman, and the pregnant woman lost her babies, her fetuses, patur mit bei vladus. The shor is patur, the owner of the shor is patur from the bei vlados. The special chiddush, as we'll see in Parshas Mishpatim, only applies to a man hurting and injuring the pregnant woman, but not the shor, pater midme vlados. V'adam shahay miskaven lechaveiro, v'hika se'isha v'yasi lodeha, but a man who is miskaven, Reuven and Shimon are having a fight, two people are having, and one of them by mistake hits the woman who's standing nearby, v'yasi lodeha, and she loses her fetuses, mishalim midme vlados, so then that man has to pay the midme vlados. That's the chiddush haTorah. Kesem, and as the Torah says, he pays midme vlados if there is no ason, Ba'isha, meaning if the woman does not die. If the woman dies, then there's a patur at the Dmei Vlados, right? It's one of the two sources of Kimle B'Drabamine, Dmei Vlados being one of them, and Mishim Kedei Rish Aso, the Pasuk in Kiseitse, Mishim Risha Achas Ata Machaivo, V'yata Machaivo Mishim Shtei Rishayos, the two sources in Shas for Kimle B'Drabamine. But here, so we're talking about one of them. We're talking about Dmei Vlados, at least the source for that. So again, if there is no Ason, if the woman lives and just her babies are lost, so then the hitter, the attacker, has to pay a value for the Dmei Vlados. Ketzer Mishalim Dmei Vlados, how does one pay? How do you figure out how much fetuses the payment has to be? Obviously, this is infinite. Infinite. The value of a fetus is infinite. But halachically, we have to somehow have a price tag. Not that we're saying, chas v'shalom, that there is a price tag for a fetus, right? In a hashkafic, deeper sense. But in terms of the injury, we want the attacker to pay something, so we apply a certain type of price tag for the fetuses. A case of Mishnah de Bevados, Shamina Seisha, Kamehi Yafe Achelo Yalda, Vakamehi Yafe Mishi Yalda. Similar to what we had earlier, we don't just evaluate the item per se, but you do it in the context of the larger maisa. Like we said earlier, if somebody if an animal eats a few strawberries from a large field, you don't evaluate the strawberries, but you see how much is the whole field worth before this eating and after this eating. How much do you evaluate the evid with the hand and without the hand? As we had earlier. So here too, how much is the woman evaluated for? How much would a person want to buy the woman to be his servant at before Achelo Yalda? And how much is she now worth Misha Yalda? That is the Tanakama. Abba Rav Shimon Gamliel says Rav Shimon Gamliel, no, Im Kain, Misha Haisha Yoladas, Misha Bachas. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, no, it can't be. Because once a woman has a baby, so then her value goes up. And therefore, we'll have to see in the Gemara. The Gemara will explain this, but the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is bothered by something in the Tanakhama's words. Pashtus, you can't say evaluate the difference between before and after as if before was more. No, after is more. So how do you do it? So Ella Shamna Savlados Kama and Yafim Venosin Labal. No, here is different than all the other cases of evaluating the entire field, the entire Eved. No, here you just evaluate the Vlados and you give it to the Baal, because that's the Chiddush HaTorah. Rashi says on top, Shatorah Zichsalo Dichsiv Baal HaIsha. As we had earlier, even if they weren't married, remember the case, even in Biznus, we had the line a couple of days ago. Vim Ein La Baal, if she has no husband, so then, no sin liyarsha, then you give it to the husband's yarshim. Haisa Shivcha Vinish Tachara Ogi Yores Pater. If she has no relatives, why? She is a shifcha that was recently freed, giores, and they are married, right? It's not listed, mentioned here, but Rashi mentions it, and they are married to a ger, because we have to be talking about a case where there are no relatives, and that's commonly done. People married like-minded, like, status individuals. So in that case, there are no yarshim, and therefore pater. Why? Because the person who owes the money is zocheh in the hefker money that he has to pay this ger giores, and therefore he doesn't pay. Rashi says on the fourth line, tahamachzik v'nichsei hager shemes ve'ein lo yarshim zacha. A person who is machzik benichsi ager is zoche, and he's the first one to be zoche, and therefore he gets to keep it. Yeah, we mentioned earlier a few weeks ago about the difference in being machzik benichsi hager versus being machzik benichsi chavero in terms of the type of kinyan that one might do. But here we're not getting into a maisa kinyan. We're just talking about zechus on behalf of the person finding it, because there's nobody else, and therefore he gets to keep the money that he was going to give the ger. Gerus in general, again, is a huge topic. Maybe just one or two points, once we're talking about gerim, and again, not having relatives. The reason that a ger and a gerus do not have relatives, as we know, is the concept of gershon is gayer kanshon ol adami, which the Gemara mentions more than once. A ger, when he converts, is as if he is a child that is being born, a new life. Interesting that it's called ger shen is gayer and not goy shen is gayer. As if some of the Bali Machshava say that this ger was already destined to convert. Right, from the beginning of time, maybe his neshama was at Har Sinai, his or her neshama, and that's why he's called ger shen is gayer. They're already labeled as a ger, even though it's not, might not be the exact proper, grammar form. What is the source for ger shen is gayer ka anshin ol adami? The Gemara never says. Gemara never gives a pasuk to tell you. So that's why the mefarshim are bothered. The Chazam Sofer leaves it b'tzarachin. What is the source for that concept? Where do we know? The Gemara assumes it, but it is not written anywhere. The Meshech Chachmin, Parshas Va'eschanan, assumes that the pasuk is by Maimon Har Sinai. Just like we have all the other sources of halacha for gerus from Maimon Har Sinai, like the Rambam mentions in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, just like Klal Yisrael went through Mila and Tfila, Hartzos Adam, so too every ger has to. So there's a pasuk by Maimon Har Sinai. Shuvu lachem la'ahalechem, says the Meshech Chachma. But Yisrael are told to go back to their tents, ein ohel ela ishto. They're allowed to go back after Har Sinai to whoever they were married to before. But wait a minute, not all of them were married to people who they were allowed to marry from the Torah. So how could they go back? Reb Moshe Rabbeinu's parents were in an illicit relationship. So how is it that they were able to go back to their tents, to their marriages? Oh, it must be Gershon is Gayer, Kikatin Shinol Adami. And therefore, you compare the Gerus of Klal Yisrael and Har Sinai to the Gerus L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. The Baal HaTurim quotes another remez to Gershon is Gayer in Parshas Kiseitse. The Pasuk says, Lo Sate Mishpat Ger Yosom. Do not turn, do not judge a case in a perverted way. Lo sate, do not twist. Mishpat ger yasom. The judgment of a ger yasom. Right, Rashi says there, v'ala asher kfar huzar. Lo sate mishpat, v'shana ba'ani la'av ra'ala b'shtei la'avim. An extra la'av, because an ani needs more protection. L'fisha nakel la'hatos mishpat ani, yoser mishal asher. If somebody's a downtrodden, taken advantage of person, so then it's very easily that I might violate. That's what the Torah says it again, to emphasize, don't pervert and take advantage of a ger yatom. But if you look closely, there's no vav there. It just says, lo sata mishpat ger yatom. A convert, an orphan. So what does that mean, ger yatom? Says the Baal HaTurim. Ger yatom, v'lo amar ger v'yatom, lomar lecha ger shenis gayikon shenol adami. It's as if there's an equal. Ger equals yatom. That's the remes here, lo sata mishpat ger, who is a yatom. That is the phrase in the pasuk, a second idea other than the one that the Meshech Chachma suggests. The lundus of gerus is also interesting, that the Rabbi Chanan brings this up. This one is not spoken about as much. And that is, how exactly does gerus work? We know one requires a bezdin, machlokas tosas and the Rashba and Yavamis, whether a bezdin of mumchin are needed, or a stama bezdin. Right? Stama bezdin, right? Even a bezdin of hedyotos. But if you look in the Rabbi Chanan, in the sugya of ger katan, in Ksubis and Afyat Aleph, he discusses the sugya of Zechiyah. As we know, Ger Katan is all about Bezin being Zoche on behalf of a child in order to convert them. So he quotes the Tosfos. Tosfos is a question in Ksubis and in Sanhedrin. How could Bezin be Zoche on behalf of the non-Jew? Ein Zechiyah la'akum. And therefore, if we say, and that's the context of the sugya, if we say that Bezdin is zoche on behalf of the child, zachin l'adam shlo b'fanav, and that's how a child can be converted, but how does that work? Ein zachin la'akum, says Tosfos in Sanhedrin, in Betzorah Moreh, halav kushya, de'im kein tikshi kol gir mein matbilin, ich matbilin also. Forget the katon. The question is every guy. If there's no zechiyah for a guy, so how does Bezdin do anything? How do they become Jewish? Who's being mezakeh for them if they are not in the parsha of zechiyah? Ella, beautiful lashon, kivan de zechiyaso v'yado ba'in ke'echad shiny. We know the Ksos makes a big deal about this in Simon Reish, that we have the concept of ba'in ke'echad in two places in Shas. We have it by Shtar Shichrur and we have it by Get Isha. How could an Eved Bikona Hishtar? How could an Isha Bikona Hishtar? Komasha Kana Eved Kana Rabo. Komasha Kana Isha Kana Baila. So how does an Eved ever go free? How does a woman ever become divorced? Why? That's the principle of Ba'in Ke'echad. The magical circular principle that, yes, at the second that you become free, so you also have your own Rishus, and therefore it works. It's at the same exact halachic moment. So the Tosfos uses that also in the concept of becoming Jewish. How does the goy be zoche in becoming a Jew? Beza can't do it. Ein zechiya la'akum. No, they do it for themselves. Boin ke'echad. Says the Rebbe Chana now in Kovet Shirim Ksubis, Simin Lama Gimel. V'teima, my zechiya tzarech b'chol ger, shehu ben das, umizgayer midas atzvo. I don't even understand the question. What do you mean you need zechiya on behalf of a goy gadol? By a katan, okay, he can't do anything for himself. But for a goy gadol, what do you need zechiya for? V'had tzarech din zechiya b'katan, mishum degeris tzricha das, v'katan la bardeya, v'nireh. So what do you see from there? The fact that Tosfos even asked that question, says Rabbi Chanan, v'nireh das Tosfos, d'had degeris tzricha bezdin, Ein pirusho the tzarech raya greida mi bezdin. Doesn't mean that just bezdin has to witness kemo be'edei kiddushin. Elo de bezdin osin es chalos hageris. The fact that Tosfos asked the question, it sounds like bezdin is actively involved in helping create the status of a ger. It's not just that they're witnessing that the ger does it himself by jumping into the mikvah. No, but they are actively involved halachically. And that's why Tosfos is bothered. How do they do this even for a goy gadol? Right? Don't they have to be zoche for the goy? But again, then what's the answer? Maybe the answer is the opposite. Maybe he has to go into the answer, but the answer is boin ke'echad, so maybe the guy is able to do it by themselves. He just goes into that Tosfos gives other answers that or other cases that don't even ask the question. Okay, but either way, this is a crucial question and a crucial issue whether the Bezin is actively involved or Bezin is just witnessing. And he quotes other nafkaminas for this too. What about a mu'uberesh and his gaira, whether the bra doesn't need tefillah? That's the sugya of Tosfos and the Ramban in Meseches Yevamos. Again, Geiris is a huge discussion, a lot of lumdus there. Do you need the Mila and the Tfila in order, even b'di'eved, or only l'chadchila? Right, what happens if somebody just does Mila and not Tfila? Are they still mamish a goy for all purposes, or are they? The Binyan Tzion uses a lashon in one tshuva, a chatzi Yisrael, right, that's the, how much are the parts, the ingredients of Geiris, are they two parts of the process? It's two stages, or is one the ikker, and one is a t'nai? There's mila, there's tefila. These are all questions asked, again, mostly in Meseches Yevamos. Okay, so we are up to the Gemara. Says the Gemara now, top of Memtesim and Aleph. Taima, the Miskavin Lechaveiro, getting back now to the first case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's language, we already said, is Lavdafka, but the Mishnah's language was, if you have an ox that was trying to gore another ox, but instead gored a woman and caused her to lose her fetuses, so then the ox is potter. So should we be medayik something from that line? Taima, the Miskavin Lechaveiro, ha Miskavin Leisha Mishalim Dmei Vladus. The only reason that the shor is potter is because the shor was trying to get his fellow shor. But if the shor was miskaved for an isha, you would pay dmei vlados? If an ox kills, there's a case you'd pay. Leba David Tufted Ravada Barava. Is that against Ravada Barava? Dom Ravada Barava, Shvarim Shinis Kabnu Leisha Pturim Ibe Vados. Ravada Barava says no. Oxen never make their masters pay Tmei Vlados. That's only a din in Adam HaChovel, not in Niskei Mamon. So, should we be medayik that from our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is against that? So Gemara says no. Amar Lecha Rav Adam Arava, Hu Adin Da Afilu Niskavnu Leisha, Nami Petura Mi Tmei Vlados. No, it could very well be that our Mishnah is Lav Dafka. Even if the ox had kavana for the isha, still his master will not pay dmei vlados. V'hadik tani shor shayim eskaven l'chaveiro. So why does he use that lashon in the Mishnah? Aidi dekaboy lemisni seifa adam shayim eskaven l'chaveiro tahachi ksiv kra. Since the next line of the Mishnah has to be mentions the case where a man has kavana for another man and then injures the woman. That's the case the Torah talks about. So since it says that case by the man, so Tani Reisha Nami Shor Shayim Eskaven L'Chaveiro. That's why he says the case of Shor to be parallel, but not that it is Dafka. In the case of the man, if he had Kavana for the woman, that might be a different case. But here, the case of the Torah is where he doesn't. He has Kavana for a fellow man, and he hits the woman. But either way, by the Shor, it is Lav Dafka. A Baal HaShor never pays Dmei Vlados for his Shor's actions. Amar Rav Papa Viter Shor Shenagach Es Hashifcha V'Yatzi Yiladeha Mishalei Dmei Vlados. Rav Papa says Dmei Vlados is also by a Shifcha, not just by a Bas Chorin. A Shifcha in this context is considered an Isha. It's considered a Bas Chorin. My Taima, why says the, the Shor, that it's not like a bas chorin, because a shor shenagach bas chorin does not pay Dmei Vlados, but a shor shenagach as a shifcha pays Dmei Vlados. Why? My taima, chamarta ma'abarta ba'alma hu da'azik. Halachically, a shifcha is viewed as property, right? That is a shifcha kina'anis, not chas v'shalom, that we assume that even though the language used is somewhat graphic, chamarta ma'abarta, a pregnant chamor, but that is just to be used as a mashal of being property, because that's the pasuk, right? Amata bala chamor. But either way, by a shifcha kenan is viewed as property, and it's viewed as property, so the fetuses are also property, and therefore if a shor damages property, then the baal ashor has to pay. To amar kreshul chepor machamor amata bala chamor. Right, that comes up regarding yichus, and it comes up here regarding nezek. Right, it doesn't mean that chasu never says anywhere that you're just like you're allowed to. Besides Baal Tashchis or Tzar Baal Achayim, right? Besides those issues, is there anything wrong with hurting a chamor? Right? So there's a big difference between hurting a chamor and hurting a shifcha kananis. But it just means in terms of halachic yichus or halachic nezek, so that's where the Gemara says that it has a comparable din. So that's what Rav Papa says, that a shor that's nogeach, shifcha has to pay the Dmei Vlados. Says the Berach HaShmuel in Simen Chavav right here. Why is that? Says the Berach HaShmuel, Sha'af Shahashvarim Hisma'atu Miparshas Dmei Vlados, even though usually Shvarim are excluded from paying Dmei Vlados by a Bas Chorin, Zeo Ra Kishachiyah Miparshas Dmei Vlados, Shezeo Chiyah Mechudash Ein Kan Chiyah Shal Nezek. When is a shor excluded? When Dmei Vlados is a unique type of payment. As we said, Dmei Vlados is an injury to the woman. Why should it go to the husband? So it's a din mechudash, that it's not just regular nezek, right? That the Vlados aren't a property, as the Gemara said earlier. Atu Vlados Srari Ninu, right? The Gemara said, and we had it referred to, and it also has it later on. Actually, we'll have it on today's daf a little bit later. But it says so. The Berach HaShmuel says Dmei Vlados isn't a normal payment, right? So when we look at it as that unique payment, that's what the shor is excluded from, because the shor pays nezek, but Dmei Vlados is not usually viewed as nezek. But when it comes to a shivcha, that it is viewed as nezek. So the Bemeil Asher is included. Ela kshehizik shivcha shavlados shayachim la'adon, einachiyem ishim ha-parsha shal Dmei Vlados. It's not that there's a chiddush ha-Torah. V'yafilo lo'aya din Vlados ba-Torah. Even without these tzukim mimishpatim, ha-yachayev ala Vlados shal shivcha midin nezek. Shemasha mazik la Vlados, hari zehezik, kimo ba-mazik vlad ha-paro. Shachayev midin mazik. We parsha is mazik lois matu shvarim, and that's why it would be. It is not. It doesn't need even any other source here. Just once we say the concept of amad amelach hamar, which shows that this is just property, so then tibay vlados are looked at as nezek, and that's why ishar is included. Only tibay vlados by a baschorin, which is a new type of payment. The Torah is machadesh. This isn't just nezek. This is a symbolic payment of tibay vlados. So then that is shayach A, to the man, and B, the shor, the husband, or not even the husband, the boel, and the shor would be excluded. Some others suggest maybe this is connected to Uber Yerach Imahu, Lav Yerach Imahu, but that is not for now. But that is the halacha of Rav Papa. The Rishonim here ask that in this case, the shifcha is considered not a bas chorin, right? A shifcha is not considered adam in this case. There's a difference between a shor being nogeach a shifcha and a shor being nogeach a bas chorin. Ask Tosfos on top, Vim Tomar, Kogabe bor. So why is it by bor? The end of our parak, we're going to get into bor sugyus, nun and alf. These are all dafim of bor. So why is it by bor we consider a shifcha as a bas chorin? Here, by shorin, to be vlados, she is not called a bas chorin. But there, by bor, gabi bor, tznan b'shili pirkin. Nafalatocho evet o emma patur. If an evet or a shifcha kananis falls into a bor, then the owner of the bor, the bala bor, is patur. What do you mean? I thought that a shivcha is compared to a chamor. And if a chamor falls into a pit, so then the balabar is going to be chayiv. So this is like what we were saying before. It's not literally chas v'shalom. We don't view another person as a chamarta ma'abarta fully. And Tosfos is quoting that even halachically, why by shor you have one halacha, and by bor you don't? By bor, the shifcha gratis is considered adam, so v'yei shlomar, and we have this by other cases too. Again, this is not the only, we had this already in the earlier. If you remember, I think it was the last couple of lines, right, last couple of lines in a case where a person puts a gacheles. Where was that, that line in the sugyas of Eish? Somebody puts a gacheles onto a, right, where was this? Last lines of the second parak. Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. Right, Rabba discussed. Hiniach gacheles alev avdo. Somebody puts a gacheles on the eved. Do you say that's kigufo dami? Like we said earlier, if a person puts a gacheles on someone else, so they're going to be putter because the person should have knocked it off. But if it was on their clothing, then they're going to be chayev because maybe the person said, you know what? I'll let it burn. I'll take you to court. What about an eved? What about a shor? So the Gemara was machalik there. An eved is like a person because it's bardas. A shor is like clothing because la bardas. So we find various areas of halacha, even within the world of nezek, what is a shifcha or an eved considered? So Tosfos here asks, what's the difference between shor and bor? Why in our Gemara, by shor, shenagach es ha'isha, the shifcha is considered property, and by bor, the shifcha is considered adam. V'yishlomar, so Tosfos, all the Rishonim have different suggestions here. Tosfos here says, v'yishlomar da'hacha lo mie takasiv shor mitmei vlados, ela b'makab sha vlados shalbal. This is a very limited Gemara, says Tosfos. Right? It's only excluded, shor is only excluded from Dmei Vlados where it goes to the husband. It's similar to what the Berach HaShmuel said. Dmei Vlados is a chiddush. When it goes to the husband, that's when shor is excluded. Aval kan havlados ladon. So here, where it's more of a normal case, where property is going to go to the master, so that's where it is going to be. It is going to revert back to a normal case where the shifcha is considered adam. Okay, Tosfos has to be mechalik between bar and adam. The Rashba also says maybe there's an extra pasuk by a bar vahamesi hiyelo. Right, there's different suggestions given. Let me just read that Rashba because he has an important line towards the end. Says the Rashba, dahasam shor v'chamor dafka ka'amakra by bar shor and chamar are excluded specifically. Aval hacha lo patra Torah shvarim mivlados ela bekein mashakasuv kashiyasuz ala balo isha. There it specifically says shor and chamor. So shivcha is not shor and chamor. Here it doesn't specifically include or exclude any of them. No, it just says anything that is similar kein mashakasuv kashiyasuz ala balo isha. Aval hecha she'ein ala bal ela adon. But if there is no bal, so then the rule wouldn't apply. And therefore, it would be different. That was one answer. But then the Rashba says, V'inami ish lomar delagabe bor potter afilu ashivcha via eved kidechsiv vahamesihi yelo yotza zesha asur bahana'a. Maybe just like a person is asur bahana'a, right? After a person dies, is it isur hana'a? Learned that from Egla Arufa. So too, eved and shivcha are similar in that way, and that's why they would be excluded. That is a big discussion in the world of poskim. The isur hana'a min hames, that has to do with certain types of taking organs at a certain time. It has to do with medical school. It has to do with a lot of issues of isur hana'a min hames. One of the issues of an autopsy is Isser Hanam and Ames. Okay, but we'll continue. We'll see if there's any time later to come back to that. Weiter, let's continue. Kate said, Mishnah Demei Vlados, first white line. So, says the Gemara, how do you pay Demei Vlados? Says the Gemara, Demei Vlados? Shevach Vlados mi boile. What does it mean, Demei Vlados? That you pay, it shouldn't be the value of, it should be the appreciation of the woman. Shevach Vlados mi boile. Right, it's not just the Demei Vlados. Right, the woman is more included. The woman goes up in value, according to the Tanna Kamma, not just the value of the Vlados, but as we said, there's more, she looks more robust, she herself gains weight, right? Separate from the Vlados. So, Achanami Kamar, yeah, that's really what the Mishnah means. Ketzer Misham, Demei Vlados, Vishavach Vlados, Shaman, Asaisha, Kame Yafe Achlo Yalda, Vekame Yafe Misha Yalda. Find the Tanna Kamma, you figure out the difference between a pregnant woman and a non-pregnant woman. Amar of Shibagam Liel, Rashbag argues, Im Kain, Misha Isha Yoladas, Vishavachas. My Kamar, what exactly is Rav Shibagam Liel's complaint? Two days. Rab Amar Rabba, first opinion, says Rabba, Hachi Ka Amar. This is what Rav Shigam Liel is bothered by. The Chiisha Mishabachas called him Shetelid Yotzer Milachar Shetelid. Is a woman, does she go up in value more before? Bahalo Isha Mishabachas Lachar Shetelid Yotzer, he called him Shetelid. A person would rather have a non-pregnant woman. Because who knows, the pregnant woman, maybe she's going to be in danger. It's a sakana to have a baby. And therefore, it's just the opposite. Interesting, what's the machlokas? The machlokas of Metzias, it sounds like, where the woman is worth more before or after. But the Rav Shigam Liel says, I don't agree with that evaluation. So therefore, Ella rather shaman as avlados. Right? Specifically, how much would a person pay for the rights to the fetuses themselves? Shaman as avlados, which is worth a lot more than just the difference of price between pregnant and non-pregnant. Vinosin labal, and that's the value that one gives to the baal. Tani nami hachi, a braisa also says this, v'chi isha mishabachas kodem shetelid, yoser mi lachar shetelid, v'halo, isha mishabachas lachar shetelid, yoser mi kodem shetelid, worth more after, elo shaman as avlados, vinosin labal. But rather, you figure out how much the vlados are worth, and you give that to the baal. So that is all pshat number one, Rabba's pshat of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Number one. Number two, Rava Amar, Hachiktani. Rava has a different pshat. No, this is what Reb Shimon Gamliel means. V'chi isha l'misha yoladas mishabachas, v'ein la'atzma b'shabach vlados klum. Fine if you want to tell me the Dmei Vlados itself, the value of the fetuses, the Torah could come and be Mechadesh, that's going to go to the husband. But the woman's appreciation in her own body that happens because of the pregnancy, the husband's going to get rights in that, and the woman has no rights to that? The Torah was the husband obviously is the reason that she is pregnant. But as for Shugav Liel, fine, that should go for the fetuses itself. But her own appreciation, she should have some chelik in that. So Ella, that's what Shugav Liel is being towing and is complaining about. Ella shamanes avlados vosin labal v'shevach vlados cholkin. The vlados, the value of the vlados could go to, or the difference in price even, between the pregnant and non-pregnant, that could go to the husband, but the shevach vlados, her appreciated value, that she at least gets a chelik from. Shevach vlados, cholkin. She gets a chelik of that, and that also, we have a brisa to support the second view of Rava. Tani nami hachi, Rav Shugam Liel, v'chi isha l'mishi yoladas b'shevachas, v'ein la'atzo b'shevach vlados klum, she doesn't have any shevach, ela shaman nezek b'fnei atzmo, Nezek is bifnei asmo. What she herself goes down in value, the nezek and that dafka goes to her. The kachash haguf because of the maka, and that goes to her. The tsar bifnei asmo goes to her. The shamanas avlados v'nosan labal. The vlados go to the husband. V'shavach vlados cholkin. So we have a machlokas between Rabba and Rava. What did Rav Shimon Gamliel really state? And we have a brisa that supports each one of those approaches. So that's why the Gemara asks, Kasha the Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ad Rav Shimon Gamliel. So we have a stira now. If you just had a machlokas between Rabba and Rava, what Rav Shimon Gamliel said, fine. But here we have a brisa, each supporting the respective views of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So it's a stira. What did Rav Shimon Gamliel say? Right, the vlados. Do you value the vlados separately? Do you do it just the difference between before and after? So kasha the Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Does he say the woman goes down or goes up or not? Lo kasha kan bimivakeres kan b'sheinu mivakeres. It depends if this is a woman's first pregnancy. If it's the first pregnancy, then it's viewed as misukenes. She's about to have the bechor or the bechora, right? Because we don't know how she's going to do in birth. So therefore, that's a case where she goes up by mivakeres. That's the case; she's worth more afterwards. But in a mivakeres, where she's already been through a pregnancy, so then she would be worth more. And that's the second view of Rava. V'rabbanan da'amri shelach lo da'zami l'bal mai taima. So how do the Rabbanan now answer Shimon Gamliel's claim? His claim, at least the second view, according to Rava, his claim of, shouldn't the shevach go to the woman? Shouldn't she have a chelek in the shevach? Fine, the dmei vlados go to the husband. But what about her appreciated value? So, says the Gemara, kiditznan, because, as the brisa says, or kiditanya, mimashma shenem rav yatsu yiladeha, eini yodeh shehi hara, fine, the pasuk says she loses her babies, so I know she's pregnant. Obviously, if there are babies here, Mata Malomar Hara. So why does the Torah here in Mishpatim have to emphasize that she was pregnant? Lomar Lacha Shevach Hirayon Labal. You're right. It's Gzeiras HaKasev. Just like it's Gzeiras HaKasev for the Dmei Vlados to go to the husband, so too it's Gzeiras HaKasev that the Shevach Haisha also goes to the husband. Special rights that the husband has in the pregnancy. I mean, the whole Chiddush. I mean, Purva was also a Chiddush. As we know, that the mitzvah is on the husband. We discussed the Meshech Chachma about how Peruvu cannot be mitzuveh onto the woman because it's painful, as he discusses, I think, in Parshas Noach. But it's still a Chiddush HaTorah. See, here too, this is a Chiddush HaTorah that even not only the Dmei, but also the Shevach Haisha, because of the pregnancy, would go to the husband. Obviously, it's all connected to the Dmei Vlados. If there wouldn't be Vlados here, the woman wouldn't be getting bigger in this way. So there is a connection, even though it's more shayach for her to have a chelek. Reb Shimon Gamliel, hi hara my darish bay. Reb Shimon Gamliel, who doesn't use that word hara to teach me that it goes to the husband, she gets a chelek in it, so what does he use the lashon hara for? If we already know she's pregnant, for the fact that there were fetuses, we need it for the following. Reb Lazar ben Yaakov Omer, La'olam enochayiv, Achi Akena Keneged Beisahi Rayon. The man is only chayiv at Dmei Vlados if he hits the woman somewhere in the area of the fetuses. The Beisahi Rayon, Amar of Papa, and her Papa expands it, Lotema Keneged Beisahi Rayon Mamish. You don't mamish need next to the womb, Ela Kalhecha, the Salik Beishichma Lavlad. Anywhere where the Vlad will be connected where the bruise, the bang, will affect the Vlad, so that is where Chayav Lafuki, Yad Veregodolo. If they directly hurt the arm or the leg of the woman, and then somehow the fetuses are affected, so the Chiddush HaTorah doesn't apply in this case, because that is unusual. You might not think that that's directly connected, even though the whole body is connected, but that's the Chiddush Din. It's only Keneged Beis HaRayon. If you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, that's logical, right? You have a pasuk that teaches me that, but we pass in this way because it makes sense. Mistavra, saying on Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, that is Keneged Beis HaRayon, Tilchus HaKavase. It makes sense that we would pass in like this. Chad ad harap papa, to Itzrech Lefrushe, lo tema Beis HaRayon, ala kol hecha, the slay beishich, wala fuki yad v'regel. Number one, Reb Papa helps explain and expand it. Sounds like that's what we pass in. Vesu, and also in general, the Kaimala, we always hold, Mishnah Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Kavanaki. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is always viewed as the Kavanaki, right? The Rush writes in one place. There are 102 places where he says Hashita. That's Kavanaki. But either way, that's who we usually paskin like. V'yavagavdolo yadina l'rabbanan ha minalahu. And even though we don't know what the basis for this expansion is, Keneged Beis HaRayon, after the Gemara Gimriyirla, it's a misora that we have. That's the Shin Mekubetz that's quoting the Ra'ah. Okay. Vayitzer, two dots. Oh, one other point to mention that I didn't mention before, and that is, so we have the din here that a shor is pater from debate from Tamei Vlados, while a shor is pater from Tamei Vlados, and a man is chayev, and Tosfos dealt with the issue of the difference. Just to mention, again, I forgot this before, it could have been mentioned earlier, the dafim also, but Tosfos quoted the din of an adam being pater, meaning if an adam falls in, the balabar is pater for an adam, but a shor, he is going to be chayev for. And an eved, lamaisa, Tosfos says, goes with adam, and that was his problem. The Meshech Chachma says, in Mishpatim, on the pasuk, ki yiftach ish bar v'hameis yelo, well, it makes sense, because bar is a different type of nezek than we know of all the others. All the other ones are moving. They come and attack the victim. Eish and Shor and Shane and Regel. But bar, it's about the victim himself tripping into the bar. So says the Meshech Chachma, it makes a lot of sense that in that case, no matter what you want to say halachically, in Eved is considered, but by bar, just like Adam, why is a bar pater for Adam? Because Hailo li Zohar. So too by an Eved. So he says in this case, the Pashti the Krav. Let me just find the Lashon. Hu inyan muskal. Mishum da adam ben da'as lishmar atzmo. Mi bor shiyish bo kedei lahamis. The kelim eich ba'im el atakoa. Hastam kelim delav hefker ninu ba'alei mishamram. Lokein ba'alei chayim de darkan lahaloch. Ve'ein ba'im da'as lishmar atzmon. Kelim are potter also because how does a kli get in there by itself? It must be usually that a person is involved in the kelim. But by animals, that's what he says. He goes into why is that a ptura during the day? But then he says, this answer Tosfos is kasha. Right, it makes a lot of sense to be mechalik between Eved and Eved Adam and other properties in this context. Okay, two dots. Ha'isa shifcha v'nishtachara ogiores patur. So if a person causes the loss of the mevlados to a shifcha that was married, that's recently freed, right? She's not a shifcha anymore, right? It's a bas chorin, but she was recently freed, or a giores that had been married to a ger or an eved. Either way, lamaisa, there are no relatives. That's the chiddush. So then, pater, the attacker can keep the money. So machlokas, Amar Rabba, lo shono lo shechava ba b'chaya ger v'meisa ger. When do we say that there's no payment needed? Where the meisa chavala was done while the ger was still alive, so the ger is owed the money, and then the ger dies. And therefore, the kiva de chava ba b'chayi hager zacha behu ger. The ger was zacha, the kiva de meis hager zacha behu ben hager. And because the ger has no yarshim, so the attacker can keep the money. He's zocha it from the ger. Aval chava ba la'achar misa sager. But if the chavala took place after the ger died, meaning just the woman, you have a woman who is a single woman and she has no relatives. So you know what, says Rabba? Then it goes to her. Zachyila ihi bagavayu, she gets it. Umachayev lishlume laladita. When do we say that it goes to the husband or the man involved, the boel, and then if he dies, then it goes to the zochet, to the one who has to pay? That's only if the bais chavala happens before. But if the husband, if the ger, is not alive at the time that this takes place, so then the woman herself is zocha in it. Amar of Chizda, Mari Dachi, the master of this teaching. Mari Dachi, right? The Rashi says on the fifth wide line, Baal Shmue Zu, right? Mari Dachi, wait a minute. Atu Vlados Tsrari Ninu Vazachi Behu, right? Are Vlados, are these fetuses, are they assets that the ger gets, the husband gets, and then is Moorish them? No. No, there's a whole Chiddush Torah here. If there is a Baal, the Baal gets it. If not, nobody gets it. It's not that the woman is going to get it if she is separate. No, this is the Chiddush of Dmei Vlados, as we had earlier. It's not a payment for the fetuses. There is no value. It's a Chiddush HaTorah, A, and it's a Chiddush HaTorah that the husband gets it. So therefore, if there is no husband, Says Rav Chisda, it's not that she's going to get it, nobody's going to get it. Meisvei. So is that really true? It's an interesting machlokas. Rabbi Rav Chisda, how do you look at Tmei Vlados? They are a chiddush, but how much of a chiddush do you, how do you look at them? If you look at that same Bircha Shmuel that we mentioned earlier, Simen Chav Tes. So the Bircha Shmuel says, to explain the machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Chisda, the Vlados, Rabba. HaTorah Nitzna Labal, right, Rabba who says, that was the Shita number one, that the woman would get it. The Chiddush HaTorah is the Baal, is considered the Bailim regarding Nezek. And it's considered Mamono Kamo Shar Mamon. So the Torah is Mechadesh this, but once the Torah is Mechadesh it, then it goes into the normal categories of Nezek. So then Memela, once the husband's out there, then the woman gets it. But according to Rabba, no, this is never Nezek. The Torah is Mechadesh it, and it stays a Chiddush. She'ein lebal shum zechia mamonit beguf avlados. The Baal doesn't have any financial claim or stake. The zechia is purely the ma'isa chavala. The Torah's mechadish, you have to pay for this. The Torah's mezake it to him, but it doesn't mean that there's a financial claim. Ma'isa, there is ma'isa, financial claim, but it's not halakhically conceptually defined as a financial claim, and therefore can't be transferred to the Isha. Machlokas Rav and Rav Chisda, how it's looked at. Good. Meisvei. Once I'll ask you a question from what we had earlier. Hika se'isha v'yasi lo deha. If a woman loses her fetus, no sin nezek v'tzar le'isha v'tmei v'ados l'baal, ein ha'baal. If there is no baal, no sin li'yarsha. Ein ha'isha, no sin li'yarsheha. Right? The woman's supposed to get some of the payments of the husband. Haisa shifcha v'nishtakro giores zacha. If there is a shifcha or a giores, then he gets to keep it, doesn't have to pay anything. Kasha and Rabba, because it doesn't say anything here about, oh, if it took place afterwards, says the Gemara. Amri miyadifa mimasti son. What, is this, if this braisa any worse than our Mishnah? Do kimna, we were mokim our Mishnah, to chaval baba chaya ger, vamesa ger. Right, we said the Mishnah is talking about a case where the chaval took place, b'chaya ger, b'nechinami. If it took place, la'achar misas ager, the woman would get it. So, achinami, shechalava b'chaya ger, b'meis ager. So here too, just like our Mishnah were moken that way, so to that other source. Tosfos is even bothered, what's the havamina? What's the havamina to think otherwise? Why is it worse in our Gemara to suggest this way of reading the Braisa than our Mishnah? Tosfos is bothered even by the havamina. Okay, either way, number one, answer number two. Maybe it's even la'achar misas ager. The Bryce is talking about. I. What does it mean? Zacha v'tini zachsa. And really, the Bryce should read she is zocha in it. Meaning, if her husband is not around when the chavala took place, so then she will yoresh it. She will be yoreshes, and that is how Rabba would read the. Would read the Bryce. Tosfos says on top. Vein magi a Bryce. Doesn't mean you have to edit the Braisa that there's a different word, but Zacha means that. Klomar Zacha Mishi Ishloschus. The one who is Zocha is going to get it, be it male or female. So we're not talking about changing the language of the Braisa, just our understanding of the Braisa. Lema Kitanoi. Let's say this Machlokas Rabba and Rava, whether the woman will get it if the Maisa Chavala of the Dmei Vlados happens after her husband dies, whether she will get it, let's say that Gufa is a Machlokas Tanoi. Lema ketanoi, bas Yisrael shenisays lager. Bas Yisrael that goes back. I'm sorry, I'm not a machlok. I keep saying Rabba and Rava. Rabba and Rav Chisda. The earlier machlokas was Rabba and Rava within Rishon Gamliel. This last machlokas is Rabba and Rav Chisda. So let's say that's a machlokas tanoi. Bas Yisrael shenisays lager. Vinis abra mimenu v'chaval baba chaye hager. No say to me vlados lager. As the Braisa says, then you pay the ger, because he's the husband, he's the baal. La'achar misas ager, tani chada chai, v'tani chada pater. Right, machlokes, so my lav tanoi ninhu. Isn't that our machlokes tanoim? If the ger is supposed to get it, or after the ger dies, does she get it or nobody? So Gemara says, l'rabba vada tanoi. According to Rabba, who says the woman is supposed to get it, la'achar misa, for sure it's a machlokes tanoim, meaning both tanoim cannot fit into Rabba's opinion. Right, Rabba, who says, Chayiv, so that's the tznicha de chayiv. So Rabba can only hold like that opinion, and not like the other opinion. Ela l'Rav Chisda milema tanoihi, but according to Rav Chisda, who says that always pater, right, that the woman does not get it. So milema, are you forced to say tanoi? So the Gemara says lo kasha ha rabbanon ha Rav Shimon Gamliel. Maybe it's going back on the earlier case machlokes. The rabbanon would say pater, Rav Shimon Gamliel would say chayiv in that case because some of the shevach. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel, my Arilach Armisa, filu Michaim Nami Isla Palka. It was Rav Shimon Gamliel and it's talking about the Shevach, so then, you know, Dat Dafgalach Armisa, in every case Rav Shimon Gamliel said that. So Gemara says, Mechaim Isla Palka Lach Armisa Kule. You're right. If the husband was still alive, then they would split the Shevach of the Isha herself. But Lach Armisa, she gets it all, and that's what the Bryce is trying to tell you. Or another way that Rav Chisda can learn both of them. They're both about Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. They're both reflecting his opinion. Kan b'shevach lados. When does she get a chelek in shevach lados, in her own appreciation? Kan b'dmev lados, that the husband gets. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Ami mishevach lados lishba d'mev lados. Shouldn't you compare the shevach lados and the d'mev lados? What's the difference between the shevach and the d'mev? Now we're really asking on his shita fundamentally. And we did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lishba l'rabanan. They only argue about mechayim, not la'achar misa. So why should we say there's another distinction? So the Gemara says, no, there is. Amri lo. Shevach lados v'shaycha yada begavayu zachim u'bakulu. Shevach lados, which is all about her own appreciation, so after death she's going to get it all. Demei vlados lo shaycha yada begavayu lo zachim u'klau. But demei vlados, the Torah is mechadish that she does not have a chelek in, and therefore she will not be zoche in that. Okay, but either way, we had a machlokas tanoim. And we said, according to Rabbi, it has to be a machlokas tanoim, but according to Rav Chisda, both tanoim could fit into his opinion. Boy mine Rav Yeba Saba Meir of Nachman. Once we're talking about being machzik from a ger. Ha machzik b'shtaros of shelgar mahu. If somebody is machzik in the shtaros of a ger, what if there's a deed that a ger owns property? And somebody picks that up after the ger dies. So, we assume, as the Rishonim explain, the person doesn't own the property. If somebody picks up the deed of the land, that doesn't work. You have to do a kinyan, book of akarka, to own the property. The question, though, is, what about the paper itself? If somebody is machzik, what about, is he kone the paper, the klaf? Ma de machzik b'shtara adaiti da'arahu de machzik, uba'ara halo machzik. Do we say, when a person picks up a deed, he doesn't have kavana to own the piece of paper. He has kavana to own the karka, which he doesn't own in this case. It's not good enough. And therefore, it's not going to work here. And he does not own the paper because that's not in his das. Vishtaranami lokana, delava daiti daita ashtara. He doesn't have that in mind. O dilma daita nami ashtara. Or do we say no? A person not only has in mind the karka, which he does not get here, but he also has in mind the paper, which he would get. Amarle, animari. So, Rav Nachman answered, he answers in, my master, what, you think he needs the paper to put on his bottle? He's going to use it for a bottle cap? Which means he doesn't have to have kavana. What, he's going to have that kavana? Is that so important? Amarle, he says, yeah, latsur, yes. People need bottle caps. So, in Achinami, yes, he will have that in mind. And therefore, he would be kone the paper as well. Amar Rabba, what about this case? Also, another case about a ger. Mashkonosh, in both directions. Mashkonosh, shall Yisrael be ad ger. The mashkon of a Jew. A Jew borrowed money from a ger. And before he paid back, so he gave him a mashkon, a collateral. So a ger is holding on to a gold watch of a Jew as collateral. Then the ger dies. Umeis hager. Uba Yisrael acher. The hexigbo. Another Jew comes and is machzik the watch. So what's the halacha there? Motzino so miyado, you take it out of the machzik's hands, you give it back to the owner. Why? My taima, kiva de misle ger, pakale shibude. Once the ger dies, there's no more shibud. Meaning, we learned a couple of dafim ago, even not so long ago, we discussed it at the kinyan of a mashkon. Balchov kone mashkon. The Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Ches and other places. What does that mean? Balchov kone mashkon. Does it mean what status of a kinyan is that? The Ramban writes it's like a shomer sachar. Other Rishonim say it is like a shomer chinam. It is like a shoel. Right? Rashi and Tosfos in Kedushin discuss this. We discussed it a couple of days ago when we discussed when there's a nizak that is toface. What level of shmira does he have? When he is toe-faced. That was the Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth parak. So it discusses this. Bakalam and Vavim Abbas, right? It says that he's like a Shomer Sachar. And the Rabban, you brought that as a Raya, that he's like a Shomer Sachar. Rashi Mavitsiya says Chiv Onsen. All different days. But either way, whatever the level of Kinyan is by a Mashkon, says the Gemara, the second that the Ger dies, that whole Shibud and Kinyan evaporate. And therefore, it goes back into its real owner's Rishus, and therefore a machzik cannot come in and take it. What about the opposite direction? Mashkono shall ger biyad Yisrael. A Yisrael has the mashkon of a ger. A Yisrael lent a ger money. A ger gave him a mashkon, and now the ger dies. Umeis a ger uba Yisrael achar vehechzik bo. And now a different Yisrael comes, not the malve, and takes it. Zekana kenega ma'osav v'zekana sashar. The malve is kone, the mashkon, up until the value of that he's owed money, meaning that the machzik can't take away. If the watch is worth 500 and he lent him 400, so 400 of the value of that watch already is owed, already is owned by the malve. Only the extra 100 can be taken. That's the din in that direction. So the Gemara, what do you mean? V'amai, tikni lechatzero. Why could a machzik take it at all? It's probably in the reshus of the malve, right? He has the mashkon, so why should the machzik be able to take anything? Kinyan chatzer. Tamar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, chatzero lo shel adam, kone lo shel midaito. We know the concept of a kinyan chatzer, right? Kone even shelo midaito. Big shaila how that works. What does it mean, shelo midaito? Is there a maisa kinyan without das kinyan? Is it not even a maisa kinyan? It's just a reality that turns into a kinyan, right? How exactly kinyan chaser works. But either way, ask the Gemara, so why should the machzik be able to take this at all? The malva has it in his rishus. So amri, hacham, am I asking on delesay? Well, maybe the case is where the owner is not around. The malva is not in the city. Kalhecha de isa l'didei, if the owner is around. Diboy makni matzikani, where the owner would himself be able to be kone it, so kanyanami, kanyalinami chatzero. Kinya chatzer only works when the bialim could also be kone. If the bialim are around, they could be kone, so the chatzer could be works also. Kalhecha de lesa l'didei, where the owner is not there. Diboy hula mikni lo matzikani, chatzero nami lo kanya. That is what the Gemara suggests. Maybe because the owner is not there, so that's why it doesn't, his chatzer is not kone it on behalf. So the hilchasan, the Gemara ends off by the way that we don't hold this way. Delesei bechatzero delokana. The reason that it's not kone in this case because it's not in the chatzer. That's the simplest opinion. Right? You know why kinyan chatzer didn't work? Because it happens not to be in the chatzer. He had taken it somewhere and he left it somewhere. Rashi, behilchasa hadam rina zekanes ashar bidelesa lamashkon bechatzero shalmalve bishas misas ager aval isa lamashkon bechatzero kani lechatzero. If it would be in the chatzer, that's it, it's done. Even if he's not there, right? Even if the malva is not there, the balachah is not there, we say kinyan chatzer works. But the Gemara had this suggestion, but the Gemara rejects it. Again, how kinyan chatzer works, as I mentioned, is a huge topic. If you look in the Sefer Chakiros, Kovetz Yisodav Chakiros, that has a lot of, Achronish Torah, but if you look there, it's fascinating that on chatzer, it quotes 9 opinions. How exactly the chatzer works, l'maskana. The Gemara Bava Metzia says it works midin yad or midin shliach. That's Gemara Bava Metzia daf yud. But l'maskana, how does that work? Yad, shliach, a shliach that works like a yad, all the different lashonos of the achronim. Shlichus b'kniyas matana, v'yad b'kniyas mitzia, shlichus by hefker and yad by mitzia, yad only by get, 9 different opinions, unbelievable, of all the achronim that discuss how, which halachic mechanism is working by chaser, yad, shliach, or some combination of them. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Chaser, maybe we'll start a little bit with more chaser, but then we'll get into more issues of bar. Now we get into a couple of dafim that we're up to, bar dafim, right? That's what the fifth parak is known for. The next 4 or 5 daf are all about bar. All about bar before we get to the sixth parak, which is more general cases of nezek. Okay, we'll stop here.